This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No more mocks. This is the real deal. Want to talk about the draft? Call, text, or tweet us. Now, NFL Draft Central on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Presented by Fiegel & Carr, your border attorneys, and brought to you by Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. And by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case.
Yeah. It's getting a little tense. It's getting a little tense.
Rich Simini of the New York ESPN now, ESPN Jets York, reporter, yeah. Is also mentioning the Bills and Jets as potential trade partners tonight. Is this going to be another one of the... It really is another. I really have to say it that way. Is this going to be another one of those things like just everybody hates, but either the Bills or Sabres do? Like, I mean, really, are people going to be... Are you going to get the hell that you get or that I get when we criticize the Bills if they trade up... If they trade next year's first to draft a defensive tackle? Like...
Yes, no, people are going to get... People are going to get mad at us.
For
yes.
What? For criticizing that?
Yes.
They can just argue with each other.
Mostly,
I mean, because
yeah.
Everybody I know will hate that. I don't know. Everybody I know will hate that. I was thinking about going out with friends to watch the draft. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
If by 7 o'clock they're trading with the Jets, I mean, I'm watching one of the Chihuahua movies with my daughter. I just, like, I can't even tell you.
Well... I don't know. It is more your thing than my thing. I made my speech earlier about how, like, a part of me likes it, but it's... I don't want it to happen either. Right? Like, I have to have a position. My position is don't do it.
My position is keep Marcell Dareus if you want a defensive tackle right. From Alabama.
Right.
And not trade him.
For big money. I mean...
For a seventh-round pick right. Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
How about that? That's my position. How about keep the good one that you had? Well, you know, again,
we'll see if it comes to pass. Yeah, right. I mean,
I'd rather not have to dread something for these next 2 hours, though, as we talk.
Well, yeah, no, sure. Yeah. But, yeah, it does.
Feels like I'm wasting my life.
I'm just going to give the speech here that we, you know, the conversation we had with Sal. Like, the Bills would be motivated to drum up interest in getting up to the Jets. If the Jets are going to trade down and you think you really need a quarterback and you're not sure how many candidates there are for you to move up because not everyone is as willing to get out of there as you thought or whatever, like maybe it being out there behooves the Bills. Like in some scenario here, I guess what my best hope is that the Bills think it's good for them for it to be out there that they're willing to do this so that maybe someone does it instead and a good player falls to them at 9.
Remember what you said the other day about not having to try so hard to massage egos and
sort of
think of ways that these bad ideas could work out and all the rest of that?
Yep.
I mean, I don't need more months of that or years of that.
Right.
I don't really need that.
No.
The odds on Kyler Murray going first overall have moved down. I think it's down from minus 500 to minus 400. And Williams going first to plus 350. People are betting on Quentin Williams to be the first pick. I don't know how significantly. And I don't know what to tell you about that because this – event has a hold over us and me, and like I don't know sometimes how to. They're good at it. They're good at not giving it away, and we're 3 hours away, and are you supposed to think that Williams, the Bills might be saved from themselves, and Williams goes to Arizona? Okay. To the phones. 803-0550 is the number. Here's Bill with us. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Happy draft day.
Yeah, same to you.
I was after hearing the report about Clowney, it got me thinking,
What report about Clowney? Is there something today that I haven't heard?
Texans are open to drafting him because he hasn't signed his – or drafting him, to trading him because he hasn't signed his franchise yet.
Okay. All right, good.
So
thank you.
What if either Giants or Pittsburgh's also trying to get into the top 10 apparently? We trade down to one of those guys. I don't know if Clowney's worth a second or not, but if we get – or I'm not – I'm sorry. If we get another second for that pick and then turn that into Clowney, then we get maybe an alignment of value around in the teens and still come away with your edge rusher.
Fine. Yep. If you want to know what I think it's fine.
So you want to trade down with Washington, say, and then use that pick to trade down for Clowney and pick where Houston's picking, which is 20, whatever they are.
23.
Sure.
Fine.
I mean, I said the other day that I would trade from 9 to 23 just for Clowney. Like if that were somebody called us the other day and there wasn't. It sounded like something that somebody just read, out there somewhere. And so I don't know how realistic it was, but I said then I would do that. I don't have to move to 16. I would trade down from 9 to 23, get Clowney. If they want to pay me something else, fine, I'll take it. But I'm just telling you right now, I'd go to from 9 to 23 and just take Clowney as the prize there and go, okay.
Joe?
I would think it costs at least that, too, because Frank Clark got traded this week, who's also like a really good young pass rusher, and he cost a first and a second.
Yep,
it was
29.
It was 29, so it's not like
right.
It was super valuable. But
29, yeah. A second next year, and they flipped thirds, but that was
right.
Relatively negligible. Right. Okay, thank you, Bill. Here's Jay next. Hello, Jay.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
If this thing does happen with the Bills and the Jets, I was wondering if the Giants maybe were trying to move up to 3 or something like that, and the Jets said, no, we're not going to be trading with you. So the Bills are looking, because they've done deals with the Giants before, if they get 3, maybe they'd be someone that could trade back with the Giants or something like that. Maybe there's a 3-way thing going on the Jets don't know about. I don't know, but I hope they don't move up to 3 because I can't see them anything worth there right now.
Well, I wouldn't expect this idea you're, asking about or mentioning, because that never happens. But you could operate like that. teams usually don't. They trade up because they have to have their guy. Even though in a century of this league, we know that that's faulty and that these people cannot correctly, nearly often enough, identify who the best players are. Which makes trading up for your guy a terrible idea. A proven to be terrible idea. And I'm sure if the Bills do it, they will tell you that this is the exception. And sometimes there are exceptions. I mean, there are times when you trade up and get a good player and it works out and nobody ever looks back. But it's not what usually happens. And I think we all know it's not what usually happens to the Bills.
Yeah, I would much rather. I mean, I love this Clowney idea. Like, I would want I'm getting two players that are going to impact me, Clowney more so than the 23rd pick, probably. But still, I mean, Tre'Davious White was 27th. It's part of the idea to me. Like, if I'm gonna do this, that addresses. I think edge is a huge need for the Bills, and Clowney's 26 years old. Yeah, I'm gonna have to pay him. I know. Okay, I'll gladly pay that position. I would much rather do that. I get two players, and whatever else I got to do to make it happen. With what keeping in mind what Joe just said about how much it costs for Frank Clark, but I'm still feeling like I'm getting two things that are going to help me right now, as opposed to giving away next year's one to go draft a tackle that in McDermott's scheme might play 60% of the time. Why do I want to do that again?
What is any defensive tackle in world history going to do for me against Brady? What is that going to do for me? I'm not getting to him with that. I'm not any closer to beating them with that. I'm still just sitting here waiting for him to quit. Like, what is that going to do for me? I don't want to assume that it's going to happen. I also don't want to assume that it's not. Like, people are talking about it, and they would have a reason for doing that. Like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, only talk about that possibility,
right?
Because it's, to me, a very negative outcome, and it may not even happen. Right? Like, when we first talked about this last hour, I wanted to say, let's give the GM some credit that he's making all kinds of phone calls. He probably is. I mean, that's something that he would tell you he's doing, and I would believe him, because that's what you do. You make all kinds of phone calls, and it would behoove the Jets to have the world know, because they sound desperate to move down.
Right.
It would behoove the Jets to have the world know that they do have a partner, or they probably do, or they might. And they would want that out there. But, you know, these guys like Simini and Lockenfora, this is their business. You know, they are wrong sometimes, but it's their business. And you're not mentioning Buffalo unless you have some reason to do that. And they both have. So I don't know. Like, the Jets could be playing a game here. It happens. And that's what I'm hoping is the case here. We have Jim next. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Thanks for calling, Jim.
Thanks. So I seen a rumor today about trading down with the Atlanta Falcons and maybe picking up one of their wide receivers. What do you guys think about that? Did you guys hear anything about that?
I have not.
Yeah, I don't know. I seen it was on Twitter. And
what player?
They didn't say about a player. They just said that it was in the talks, I guess.
Yeah, no idea. I haven't seen a thing about it. I'm on Twitter constantly. I haven't seen a thing about it. Sorry, Jim. I like wide receivers. I like trading down.
Got three pretty good ones. One they just drafted last year. One who did Jones sign a new contract, or was it just that everything was going well and he's going to get paid? I can't remember what happened there, but there was something encouraging about a new contract extension for Jones. Like, he's in line because Antonio Brown and like other guys are getting paid, so he's going to want to get paid, and that seemed like that was moving in a positive direction. Sanu's the other receiver there. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference, right, between Julio Jones and Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah.
I don't care if the Bills trade for Mohamed Sanu. I kind of feel that they just signed to kind of Mohamed Sanu's. Julio Jones, if this guy saw a tweet that is actually not from, like, a fan, but somebody who would know that the Bills could trade for Julio Jones, I would want him to know that Julio Jones is the player we are talking about, not just a guy on the Falcons, right? And they're not trading Calvin Ridley. They just drafted Calvin Ridley, and he was good. So I don't know what that is. I'm on Twitter constantly. I only follow 550 people. I've not seen one word about that. Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Happy draft day.
Yeah, same to you.
Okay, I got a question. I'm loving this clowning thing, but in kind of a different way. I like this idea of moving down, and then I was wondering what you guys think, and no one's talked about it, but it's just my own head that the Bills could possibly trade Zay Jones and Shady off the roster, maybe eat some of Shady's salary to move down and gain draft capital to bolster up to, like, maybe
sure, fine, yes,
or 13 picks. I love that idea. Could that happen though, Mike? And
I don't know. I don't know if anybody wants those players. I don't know why any team would trade for LeSean McCoy, but they could. Teams make a lot of bad decisions. You know, I don't know about Zay Jones, but right, trade down, sure.
On draft day, I'm going to trade Zay Jones and LeSean McCoy for what? That's going to help me do what? I don't know. I don't know.
I've never seen anybody mention that either.
Yeah, I can't. I'm feeling very peak draft central right now.
I'd like to trade for Davante Adams. Can I do that? Like peak, does anybody want to mention that?
Peak draft central is.
I'd like to trade for who else?
You're right this second. Yeah, I don't know.
Who else can I trade for? How about Ezekiel Elliott? Can I do that? I'd like to do that. I don't know. I always want to trade down. You shouldn't have to ask me. I appreciate that you want to. You shouldn't have to ask me if I want to trade down. I only ever want to trade down. Yes. Take advantage of the fact that half the people who run these teams are not awake yet to the benefits of doing that. Yes. Always. Yes. If I can give away expensive player who isn't good, I would also do that. Yes. I am for that. I want that. Artie is next. Hello. Artie.
Hey, sorry, guys. You broke up there. I just wanted to say that I would not be surprised at all. I would be disappointed, but I would not be surprised if indeed we are trying to move up to three. The last couple of years, the Bills have shown specifically Dean to move up in the draft, in the early rounds, first, second round, Zay Jones, Deion Dawkins, Tremaine Edmonds, Josh Allen. They've proven over the last couple drafts that when they identify the player in the early, first, second round, that they will go and get those players.
Yeah, I mean, no question. Yeah, I mean, they've done it. The record is all you need to look at. No one who is reading Rich Cimini or Jason Lock on four in the last little while here is going, oh boy, I just can't see that. Part of the reason is because the Bills have done it as many times as they have. Smaller scale moves in the second or third round, and also in the first round twice last year. So, sure, yeah, he's got that reputation. He's earned that reputation at this point.
Sal has his last mock draft up at the website. He's going back to Christian Wilkins for the Bills. We've talked with Sal at four, and he mentioned that, and we'll talk to Sal at six, and he may again mention that. That's the player he thinks they like a lot and that they would take him at nine if 1 through 8 went a certain way. In Sal's mock draft, he is not giving heed to this Jets rumor because Williams is available at 3 and he has, he doesn't have the Bills trading up to take him, which I'm at least a little bit glad about.
There's that.
If Sal comes along with, yeah, I think that's happening, I'm really worried. That's Chihuahua time.
Right.
It's Chihuahua movie time. They were watching a movie the other night called The Perfect Game about a Mexican Little League team from like the 50s, and Cheech Marin is in it. Okay. I might watch that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah. I'm going to try. This happens every year. There's playoff hockey on when the draft is going on. Maybe not every year, but plenty of years it happens. And I always think, okay, I'm going to watch the hockey game, and I'll just dip in and out of the draft. And it always ends up that the draft just swallows me whole.
Right.
I'm sitting there and I'm there and I just get so wrapped up in thinking about it and I'm following it on Twitter and what people are saying that I don't even think to flip during the commercials because Twitter are my commercials, right? So I get done on Twitter, the commercial break is over and someone's on the clock and the card is in and And then it's midnight. Were there two games? Were there two hockey games? Did I miss? What happened there? So I'm sitting here right now thinking, during the last break, I was thinking, what am I going to do tonight? You can really watch, quote unquote, watch the draft on Twitter. I mean, it unfolds there in real time, if not even ahead of time, although I think they put a lid on that. So you can keep up with what's happening on Twitter and watch the hockey game. And I'm thinking, I'm gonna try to do that. And I think what I realize is I think I try to do that every year and it never works. I just end up panting in front of my TV while Mel Kiper is talking. What hockey game every year.
Let me know tomorrow what happens. There's some added intrigue. Not only is the draft intriguing, but so is this now. I had an argument with my wife, so I'm not sure, really. Like, I don't think I... It's fine if I'm not home tonight, kind of.
Mm.
We argued about... I guess I brought it up. She and my friend and one of my favorite people, Chef Jim Guarino from Shango. Uh-huh. We were out together last night at Shango, and they were talking about vegetables. My wife's a vegetarian and Jim is a chef. And they were both talking about how great cauliflower is. And I just could not.
Like, I love cauliflower.
I mean, it's so bad.
Oh,
and
you're so wrong.
And Jim's like, why don't you do a draft? I'm like, all right, lettuce. And my wife was just furious. Like, come on, lettuce. Every salad. You can't have a salad without it. Very popular. Burgers, tacos, like. I mean, lettuce.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, of course, lettuce. She's like, it's like eating air. She like just couldn't even So it just ended badly, and it's good for us that the draft is tonight, because then just a little space. We always kind of get over these things.
Big doings.
Cauliflower. Like, how can you eat cauliflower in any cooked, not cooked, just ever? She's like talking about this cauliflower soup.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's terrible.
All great.
Raw in a salad, great.
Raw steamed, in a salad?
Great.
What?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Raw cauliflower in a salad?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
I can't even. This is stupider than the Jets trade.
Oh, you're stupider than the Jets trade.
I can't even tell you.
It's great.
I am at a loss for words.
My mom used to, this is the least advisable vegetable preparation method on earth, unless all you're after is it's delicious, which is something that you want to strive for when you're making food. But it, I think, destroys any nutritional value that might be gained by eating vegetables. My mom used to deep, like, fry cauliflower.
You too?
Well, no. I've made deep fried
delicious, but it was, you know, it was deep fried. It was, you know, ghastly for you. You know, nutritional wise.
It doesn't even count. Deep fried anything is good.
Right?
It's fine. I don't think it's terrible. I also don't love it, but there is a reason that when you got that veggie tray out and it's got that dip in the middle and then a bunch of different vegetables around it, there's a reason that the cauliflower is always the last one left there. And there's always a bunch of it. It's fine.
Like, this is where my wife says there's a reason that there's no lettuce on those trays.
She makes a good point.
You just dip the lettuce in the dip in the middle.
You just dip the lettuce. Draft Central here on WGR. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog back after this.
And we believe that, okay? Beyond that, just like at any other position, we're going to do our due diligence. If we found somebody we liked better or thought had bigger upside, then you've got to do the right thing for the organization, okay? But we love Dirk. We love what he brings to the table. But like every other position, we're going to do all of our due diligence. And I happen to work with a head coach that absolutely loves that position, and we're always going to know about those guys.
Mike Mayock with two references to due diligence. Very good. Could the Raiders draft a quarterback? Yeah, the Raiders are one of the most interesting teams tonight. Mayock is brand new. Gruden is, you know, who he is, and they have three firsts. They might be the most interesting team tonight. If a running back gets picked, the odds would be on Oakland to be the team that picks one. It's expected to be Josh Jacobs of Alabama, but it may not be. There's a guy out of Memphis named Henderson that guys I follow on Twitter are, like, hot for. He's the one they like. Sigmund likes Jacobs a lot, but Mario Puig is like Henderson.
And that's something they would do later in the first round. Not.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I mean, they should.
Right. I mean, the big surprise they have is not that they're going to take a running back at four that they could pick at 20, whatever the hell they're picking.
That's how I feel, too.
that would be surprising. It'd also be insane, I think.
Yeah, so, like, there's very little the Raiders couldn't do tonight.
Right.
And this is a franchise that drafted a kicker in the first round once. Like, anything's maybe possible for them. I think TJ Hockenson, we haven't really talked about him today, feels like most of the way the wind is blowing with the Bills is defensive line or offensive line. You know, okay. I don't think I know anybody putting Hockenson on them, but there probably are those people out there. There are only about 8 million people doing draft analysis now. And I don't know where he goes. I mean, there are a bunch of teams. Let's say, you go down the list for him for a tight end, and he's described like he's close to perfect the way these guys describe TJ Hockenson. Raiders, okay. Jacksonville at 7, okay. Detroit at 8.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills.
Yep.
The Packers you get to at 12, right?
Yep.
I mean, there are plenty of teams that could do that. And in this little mock draft contest I entered, I don't know where to put him. I think right now I have him at Green Bay, but maybe he's better than that.
I would love it if the Bills did it. I've been saying here for weeks that I want them to be the kind of team that values that position enough to draft a guy at 9. And if he's available, I would be blown away. I would be so impressed. I don't anticipate. I don't think the Bills are quite there yet. Like, I know I've seen some quotes attributed to Sean McDermott talking about how much, you know, he always references Carolina, and of course, you know, Cam Newton had Greg Olsen there, still does. He's had injury problems here, but like Greg Olsen for a while was a very highly productive tight end. So, you know, McDermott says I know about the value of that. There's appreciating having a good one, and then there's drafting one at 9 overall when there's defensive linemen available. You know, like, it's a different – I think those are two different things. So you'd like to have as good anything as you can on your roster. What coach wouldn't want? The best guys they could get at any position. Do you want to pass up a guy that can rush the passer for you like a maniac and draft a tight end instead? I'll believe it when I see it. If they did it, I mean, tomorrow I will be in here like chalking up huge marks for them, because I think that could be a really useful guy for Josh Allen and for the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. They have done a lot on offense in free agency, and I think if we see a defensive tackle picked. You know, offensive tackle is different than this, but defensive tackle, it could be, you know, the point is we've done all this offense, but this is how you get a great player, you know? In free agency, we're doing our best here. This is not how they would put it. They wouldn't put down the guys they signed, but this is how you get a great player. And, you know, that's what they would expect to do with the 9th pick or even the 15th pick and most certainly the 3rd pick. Here's Mike with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, no, first thing on the cauliflower, there's been a conceited effort to eat healthy in the house, and my mom bakes it in olive oil with salt, pepper, and what other spice you really want on it, and then melts cheese on it, and it is ridiculous.
Well, you know, like, there's a lot of work. Whatever it is you're doing to cauliflower, it's going to have to be a lot of work to make it good. You dip it in cheese. You dip a shoe in cheese, and you can eat a shoe.
Oh, for God's sake.
You're right.
No, he's not, Mike. Don't cave into him. It's delicious.
It doesn't count if you're deep frying it or you're dipping it in cheese, because then, I mean, just eating the cheese and the deep fryingness. Yeah. Anyway, Mike, I appreciate that you're eating healthy at home. That's good.
And things covered in cheese.
Well, that was Bulldog.
Less right. than that, right?
All right.
What? The thing about the back to the real thing, the draft, right? I really don't want to hear anything that the Bills want to say about drafting anyone other than an offensive or defensive lineman. And what comes to mind, I'm really in favor of the offensive lineman. What comes to mind is Dallas. They have about it's tough to say, but, you know, they got a pretty good chance of making the playoffs just about every year. And it kind of strikes me that they went offensive line throughout the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, their offensive line has been really good.
And they drafted guys high. They got the LSU, the troubled LSU kid, they got some other way even. I can't remember how they acquired the guy. Anyway, they've got great players up there for sure.
But I don't aspire to be Dallas. Like, they've been in the playoffs a couple times. They won a playoff game this year. That's good. I don't really aspire to be them. I feel like Amari Cooper is what turned that up, and then they became a team that could really beat you. You know, really could throw it on you and score. And that to me is like the whole point. If I'm not trying to be a team that can really score, I'm just not on it, you know? Like, I just think I'm selling myself short. And the Cowboys, they're okay. You know, the running back's good. The offensive line is very good. They've had impact players on defense. I don't aspire to be them, you know? I like the quarterback more than most people, too. But I don't really aspire to be the Cowboys. Thank you, Mike. Good luck with that, with the diet. Phil is next. Hello, Phil.
The cheese covered.
Hey,
diet.
Thanks for my call.
Hi, Phil. Sure, thanks for calling us.
I'm having kind of trouble reconciling the point that when Bean talks about he's going to take the best player in the draft, because I think that while that's nice that he's saying that I think he's going to draft for need in some cases, because the best player in the draft maybe a linebacker or something we don't really need. I can't see him taking the best player in the draft when that comes up. And so I'm kind of having trouble reconciling. I don't think that that's really the case. I think it's twofold. You might take the best player in the draft at the positions you need. And I don't know what your thoughts about that.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought this point up. I want to answer this point. I have never known Phil exactly what to do with this argument. And people with the draft are always having it. Need versus best available. How do you measure best available? If there's a field goal kicker who made 100 out of 100 field goals, is that not the best available? But it's not a relatively important position. So best available just doesn't work, because how are you measuring that? You have to have a scale. You have to have quarterback way up here and then other positions way down here. Like, you have to do that. And so that needs to be part of that discussion or analysis too. And, you know, as far as need goes, I'm always going to need something. That's just going to change. I'm going to have an injury. I'm going to have guys leaving free agency. I'm going to be able to trade for somebody. Like, it's just moving so much and so often that I do want to get, like, the good players. But like you're saying, I mean, if that's a position where you're loaded, you wouldn't do it. And that's drafting for need, right?
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, you have to mix up the two. I don't think you can ever... Are we done, I think, taking teams literally at that? You know, I think we are. We should be. You know, there's just no way. If there were a quarterback, like, just objectively, right, the Bills scouts all have these incredible grades on some quarterback this year. He's the highest graded guy on the Bills board. Are they taking him if he's available to them? No. I mean, like, of course not. They just did that last year. They got a guy they like. They're not doing it.
Right.
And then you just go through your whole roster like that. And maybe quarterback, because there's only one that plays at a time, whereas you have two defensive end and two defensive you know, there's need for more depth at other positions than there is at quarterback, at least at the very high end of your roster. So it's different. But, yeah, no, you do it the same. You would do it the same way. I mean, I think. It only makes sense to do it that way. And then there's other exceptions. Like, I wouldn't ever, like, myself, you could have your scouts could have the greatest grade ever on Saquon Barkley, because
that's the guy.
Because his thighs are the size of Volkswagens, and I mean, he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he can catch it, he can do everything you want him to. He's the highest graded running back in the history of mankind. I am not taking him at 2 overall. I'm just not doing it. I'm going to get a running back that his thighs are the size of Fiats, not Volkswagens, and I'm going to be okay, probably. I'm going to do all right at that position.
The Giants, that's exactly the guy I was thinking about. The Giants wanted a yellow jacket pick. They wanted the gold jacket in Barkley, and they might have gotten it.
Sure.
He might be a Hall of Famer someday, but I just don't think they're going to be good because of him. And just, like, that's, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to draft a great player, or are you trying to be good? Like, so there's always, what, need versus it's not really, they're not really opposites, you know, need and best available. They're not really against each other. So the football people talk about this and try to explain, and one is supposed to be better than the other, but I don't know. Like, it's not, that's never coming out of my mouth. You have to consider the value of positions, and they do, right? Teams do that. We know they do that. So a lot of years, like, maybe the punter is the best available player. Are you drafting him ever? Anyway, you made the point. Sal coming up at 6. We'll get the latest from him. His latatest mock draft is up at WGR550.com. We're going till 7, then Joe for an hour. And then our coverage with the guys down at the stadium comes on at 8. John Murphy, Steve Tasker, and Sal will be a part of that broadcast tonight. We've been that way for at least a couple of years. And that's the plan tonight, too. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR. So turn my
sound up and mount up. All right, I got a pair of tickets available right now to go check out Wiz Khalifa Sunday, July 21st at Darien Lake Amphitheater. Minimum value of this prize is $60. Comes courtesy of the nice folks at Live Nation. General contest rules apply. These tickets go on sale to the general public tomorrow at livenation.com. Again, you can win a pair before you can even buy them right here, 644-9878, caller 5. While talking about Dallas there, I just want to just get this in because I feel sloppy just having brought it up. Lyle Collins. Lyle Collins is the player I was thinking of from LSU, who was a very highly rated prospect and leading up to the draft, there was a wild accusation, and he had to talk to, he was going to talk to the police about a murder investigation or something, and he just fell completely out of the draft. And until he got completely exonerated of that, he ended up signing as a free agent with the Cowboys. But he was, I think, a first-round talent. But there were all these questions, obviously, about this police investigation, so it was kind of scary. But he signed as a UFA with the Cowboys. He's a good player.
One point on the Jets rumor. So what that is a couple of reporters are linking the Jets and Bills together. The Bills would trade up from 9 to 3. Nobody is saying that this is definite, but they're talking like a Jets guy and a National guy are talking like, you know, this is a possibility. And I feel like that's an outrageously bad idea for the Bills, but I'm sort of, you know, accustomed to, I prepare for those things. I've been through those things. A lot of fans are saying, well, you would not trade within your division like this. And I don't know. I don't think it's impossible. I don't think that you couldn't do that. I think the Jets really want to trade down and would probably justify it, you know, with a team mm-hmm. in their division. Right. Also, this is not like a typical division. This division has one team. The other three teams for the last 20 years would have been better off working together to like have
try to
take turns
taking down challenge. The other team. Right?
Like it's not the typical division. It's not the NFC North or whatever. Like, it's not the Bills. There's no real harm in the Bills and Jets working together.
Let's pool our resources.
Yeah,
like, it's your turn. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, like
yeah. I hear that. I mean, you. How could it happen? The Jets could think, we're going to do great moving down six places and getting next year's one or a two or whatever we're going to get. We're going to get paid, and we're going to get a guy we really like that's going to help us. Great. The Bills, in this scenario, would be, I think, the more naive of the we love this player. We're getting the best player in the draft. I don't care what we're paying. So if both sides love it, doesn't that make the division – it kind of takes the division out of it, I think. What holds you back there? The Jets they won't do it because they're afraid that Quinnen Williams is going to stomp Sam Darnold's soul for the next 10 years. And so they don't want to give the Bills Quinnen Williams. You know, maybe.
As if a defensive tackle really does that to a great quarterback, right? I mean, that's just not the league. It's just... Yeah, I don't know. Like my opinion on it is, I don't think it's like the idea is disqualified. I mean, you can at least assume, you can at least take from this that they've talked. And if you don't want to trade in the division, you don't even need to talk.
Right.
You're not going to trade with the Jets. You don't need to talk to them. So the point about the division, I just think it's that's what's disqualified. I mean, if there's a report that they've had these conversations and they might be working together, then I think you can assume that they would work together. We'll see what Sal thinks after sports. The draft comes your way at 8 tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.